Today is Friday, March 4th, and we're on study 16 of Paul's last letters. And last week we finished up this topic of legalism, the law of Moses and the law of Messiah. And amazingly, as I was doing some reading last weekend, I came across an article that really is a pretty interesting article that kind of talks about some of these issues. So I thought I'd share it with you. There might be some extra copies in the middle of the table there, but if you don't get a copy, the outline that Tim sent in his email last night, it's attached to that outline. But what I'd like to do is, because I thought it's a pretty interesting article, and it talks a lot about this issue of the difference between the law of Messiah and the law of Moses, I thought I would just read some parts of it with you. And the title of the article, is entitled, "They Broaden Their Phylacteries." They broaden their phylacteries. And by the way, the author of this article is a guy named Model Ballaston. And I don't know if that rings a bell to you, any of y'all, but Tim actually, Jeremy emailed Tim I Am Second video that he really liked. I think it was an I Am Second video, and Tim played it. And it was Model Ballaston, a Jewish guy growing up in an Orthodox community in Brooklyn who's now a believer and gave his testimony. And so he wrote this article. And let me just read from it briefly. The first paragraph says, "If you're like many Christians, coming across a verse like the one above will make you wrinkle your forehead for a moment, assume it's something you won't understand, and then continue reading." This is Jesus condemning the Pharisees because they broaden their phylacteries. And then the second paragraph on this page 26 of this article says, "The word phylacteries in Matthew chapter 23, verse 5, is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word tefillin. That word is well known in traditional Jewish circles as it describes small leather boxes containing scripture verses that are strapped to the arm and forehead of Orthodox Jewish men during their weekly morning prayers. The practice of wearing tefillin and meditating on the verses found therein is based upon four scripture passages, Exodus 13:9, Exodus 13:16, and Deuteronomy 6:8 and Deuteronomy 11:18. The set of tefillin contains very small handwritten scrolls on which verses from Exodus and Deuteronomy are found." And turn to the next page, 27. At the top there, "While Orthodox men are usually careful to keep this observance, it should be remembered that only about 15% of the Jewish population worldwide is Orthodox." Jump down to the second paragraph. "Attached to each box are leather straps that allow the person wearing the phylacteries to bind them on specific parts of their bodies. And there's a picture of a gentleman at the bottom here, a Jewish guy that is wearing tefillin while he's praying. And it says, "Attached to each box are black leather straps that allow the person wearing the phylacteries to bind them on specific parts of their bodies. The tefillin that goes on the arm is called shel yad, yad being the Hebrew word for hand. So it's placed on the upper left arm, and the suspended leather straps are wound around the arm and around the middle finger. And the tefillin placed on the head is called shel rosh, which is, rosh is the Hebrew word for head. And it's placed just above the forehead." So you can see that this gentleman here at the bottom, this Jewish guy, has tefillin on his hand, his arm, and his forehead. You might be thinking, that's really weird. That's really weird. But here's what's going on here. This is actually someone keeping the law of Moses. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And again, we'll talk about this in a second. Let's just take a look at what's going on here.